Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Fire heavily damaged the Contiki Senior Center in downtown Fairfield Wednesday afternoon. Fire was reported by a passerby a little after 3 p.m. Fire Chief Andrew Miller said it appeared the fire started in the kitchen area of the center toward the back of the building. Now, that kitchen area was very heavily damaged, the chief said, with smoke and heat damage reported throughout the structure. Now, workers had been in the Contiki till around 3 p.m. cleaning and doing other chores. It was a very short time after their departure that the fire was reported. Now, no one was injured, and the fire was contained primarily to the back of the single-story structure. An official cause has not been established. However, an investigator with the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office was on scene within 2 hours of the fire being tapped out. In addition to serving as a meal center for area senior citizens, Fairfield Lions Club makes the Contiki its meeting headquarters. Fairfield Lion Mike Sullivan said the club recently donated new tables and chairs for the center and fears they may have been lost in the fire or at least heavily damaged. Fairfield City Fire Department, with mutual aid from Fairfield Rural, battled that blaze in freezing temperatures. And this note, because of the Contiki fire, the Fairfield Lions Club collection event set for this Saturday has been moved to the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield. The collection event will run from 9 a.m. until noon this Saturday. In addition to Christmas lights that no longer work, the club will also be accepting donations of eyeglasses, hearing aids, empty ink cartridges, cell phones, soda tabs, and keys. These items will be recycled and the proceeds used to help fund Lions Club programs throughout the state of Illinois. More news after this.
Because insurance is a must, calling someone you can trust, State Auto. Friend you can depend on.
Life can be tough. That's why you need friends you can depend on for your homeowner's insurance. The State Auto Insurance Companies can protect your home and all of your possessions from the storms of life. State Auto and your independent agent have a policy that's designed with your specific needs in mind. We provide you with the best coverages and fast and fair claim service when you need it. And that's all at a great price, especially if you have your auto or other policies with us. For more than 75 years, State Auto has been insuring customers just like you from the storms of life. You can depend on us for the best in homeowners insurance value for your money.
Because insurance is a must. Call on someone you can trust. State Auto. A friend you can depend on.
See the professionals at CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, or call 842-2193 for more information.
Planting seeds and helping them grow. As farmers, as business owners, and as a family, that's exactly what Chase and Melissa Kurd know well. They understand that what's beneath the surface is just as important as what's on top of it. That's why they chose FNB. Whether they're financing new equipment, managing day-to-day spending, or planning for the future, they feel secure knowing they've partnered with the best in the field. FNB. Banking. Business. Life. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors has announced Fairfield resident Libby Lingefelder is the new executive director. She started her new duties on Tuesday. A native of Albion, she's a graduate of Edwards County High School. Libby and her husband Rob, a Wayne County native, live in the Fairfield area with their three children, Trent, Hayden, and Mason. Libby's an active member of the Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Fairfield, where she helps with various kids' programs. The chamber's new hours of operation will be Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Fridays from 9 till noon. You can reach the chamber office by calling 842-6116 or check them out on Facebook. Influenza cases continue to be widespread in Illinois, according to officials with the Illinois Department of Public Health. The latest data from the IDPA, influenza-associated admissions to hospital intensive care units, totaled 617 for the season, or 218 the first week of this year. The number of positive tests for influenza reported to state officials numbered 10,703 for the season and just 1,560 for the first week of the year. As of the first week of the new year, one confirmed influenza-associated pediatric death was recorded. Officials stressed that it is not too late to get a flu shot. The best way to avoid contracting the flu is frequent hand washing and avoiding contact with others who are sick. To avoid the spread of the flu, stay home if you're sick. To get a flu shot, contact your local health department, pharmacy, or your local medical clinic. White County State's Attorney Denton Aud reports an Enfield man has been sentenced to prison on a burglary conviction. 48-year-old Scott C. Jarvis has been sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 2 felony charge of burglary. He'll also have to serve another 2 years of parole once he gets out of jail. The case was investigated by the Enfield Police Department with assistance from the White County Sheriff's Department and Carmi City Police. Carmi City Police report the arrest Tuesday of 31-year-old Dustin Lee Holloman. Holloman was wanted on a local warrant, charging him with both disorderly conduct and assault. Bond in that case, $150 cash. The Saline County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy Ken Clore reports these arrests. Dakota C. Morgan, age 20, of McLeansboro, has been arrested for aggravated battery. Heather D. Thornton, 38, of Carrier Mills, has been arrested for failure to appear violation, a probation violation of Compulsory School Attendance Act. And 37-year-old Tommy D. Rogers has been arrested for criminal trespass to a residence and criminal damage to property. More news after this.
It's January clearance time at Eubinger's Furniture Company. Items have been slashed throughout the store. It's your chance to save hundreds of dollars on selected furniture and bedding. Plus, at Eubinger's, take advantage of up to 3 years free financing. See store for details. So shop now and save big at the January clearance. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Quickly improve your new year with faster internet from Wabash Communications. Speeding up your internet is an easy resolution to achieve. Plus, it may help with your other resolutions. Reduce stress by getting rid of too slow internet and have more fun with a better streaming experience. Get up to 1 gig with Wabash Fiber. Call 665-3311 now for a speedier 2018. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location. Contact us for details.
The Miss Illinois County Fair Queen for 2018 will be crowned this weekend during the meeting of the Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs in Springfield. Over 70 county fair queens from across the state of Illinois will be converging on the capital city this week. Locally, candidates will include the White County Fair Queen, Peyton Parks, Edwards County Fair Queen, Katie Hanowski, Richland County Queen, Kyler Craig, and Clay County Fair Queen, Michaela Stanfield. The Illinois County Fair Queen pageant begins today. The Miss Illinois County Fair Queen will be crowned Sunday, and the new queen will reign over this year's Illinois and DuQuoin State Fairs. At this month's meeting of the Illinois Eastern Community College's Board of Trustees, members accepted a collective bargaining agreement with the union representing the IECC instructors. This 2-year contract runs through 2019. The board accepted the resignation of Heather Ackman, a nursing instructor at Olney Central College. Affiliation agreements were also approved with area institutions for the IECC health-related programs. The next meeting of the board will be on Tuesday, February 20th at Olney Central College. Many older adults experience a fear of falling. People who develop this fear often limit their activities, which can result in physical weakness, making the risk of falling even greater. To address the concern, Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be offering a Matter of Balance Managing Concerns About Falls program that is designed to reduce the fear of falling and increase activity levels among older adults. A Matter of Balance includes 8 2-hour sessions for a small group led by trained facilitators from Fairfield Memorial Hospital, including Susie DeVoy, a registered nurse and director of Senior Life Solutions, and Jennifer Bauer, a physical therapist, director of therapy services. The first A Matter of Balance fall program session will begin on Thursday, February the 1st, and will be held on Tuesdays and Thursdays for a total of 8 sessions from 12:30 to 2:30 in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room in Fairfield. The nationally recognized program is being brought to you by Fairfield Memorial Hospital. To register for these A Matter of Balance programs, call 847-8298. Now, during the course, participants will learn to view falls as controllable, set goals for increasing activity, make changes to reduce fall risks at home, exercise to increase strength and balance. The program was designed to benefit community-dwelling older adults who are concerned about falls, have sustained a fall in the past, restrict activities because of concerns about falling, are interested in improving flexibility, balance, and strength, are 60 years old or older, ambulatory, and able to problem solve. Crude oil prices fell a dab yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering a quarter a barrel. Today they're paying $56.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 85-year-old McLeansboro resident Wanima Marie Tidball died at 7:35 Wednesday morning at Heritage Woods in McLeansboro. Born in Wayne County, she had worked at the Elder Shirt Factory and the Dress Factory in McLeansboro, was a member of the First General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Survivors include a son, Gary, and wife, Charlene Tidball of Berea, Kentucky, a daughter, Tina and husband John Karcher of McLeansboro, five grandchildren, Beth and husband Chad Aaron of Indianapolis, Brooke Tidball of Olivet, Missouri, Sarah and husband Justin Bilderbeck of McLeansboro, Dustin and wife Erica McCormick of McLeansboro, and Lexi and husband Anthony Jamerson of Benton, and also 10 great-grandchildren, plus one on the way. Also surviving is a brother, Delbert Legg of Hersher, Illinois, and sisters, Janet Shelton of Fairfield and Joan Sons of Barnhill. Funeral services for Wanima Tidball will be 1 o'clock Saturday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the First General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. 49-year-old former Carmi resident David Austin Hardy of Evansville, Indiana, died January 12th at his home. He'd worked 20 years in the coal mining industry. Survivors include his wife, Ronna Lee, and their son, Austin of Evansville, his mother, Janet, and husband Gary Baxley of Carmi, a daughter Chelsea Hardy of Tennessee, a sister Christina, and husband Bill Mobley of Pasota, Illinois, his mother-in-law Jane Staples of Evansville, and locally an uncle Dennis and wife Nancy Hardy and aunts Ann Hardy and Virginia Conley. A memorial service for David Austin Hardy has been set for 11 o'clock this Saturday morning at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi, with a visitation from 9 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, a scholarship fund for his son Austin has been established at First Bank and will be accepted either the bank or the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmine. 82-year-old McLeansboro resident Edward R. Hart, 82, died at his home on January 14th. He was a graduate of McLeansboro High School, class of 53, worked for Union Texas Petroleum Pine Unit, Montana for 19 years, and transferred to Bronte, Texas in 1977. He was also a square dance caller. Funeral services for Edward Hart will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren, with visitation 1 hour before the time of service, with burial in the Oddfellow Cemetery at Dahlgren. Memorials may be made to the Worland Senior Center in care of the Bryant Funeral Home in Worland, Wyoming. The Bryant Funeral Home and the Golson Funeral Home are assisting the family with the arrangements. Funeral services for Laura Laverne Wade Plock, 96, of Carmine, will be 10:30 Saturday morning at the Springerton Christian Church with burial in Springerton Cemetery. Visitation will be Friday night, 6 until 8 at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmine, then 9:30 a.m. on Saturday at the church. Memorials may be made to Springerton Christian Church and will be accepted at the church or the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmine. Funeral services for Ruby Pryor Dunn will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmine with burial in Digby Hill Cemetery at Dale. Visitation for Ruby Pryor Dunn will be 5 till 8 this evening at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Ruby's memory to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital or Pets at Risk and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
This is Jimmy Joe McCleary, retired police chief, with a message about Fairfield Memorial Hospital's physical therapy services. Recently, after undergoing heart surgery, I started my cardiac rehabilitation at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. I was amazed at the level of professionalism, knowledge, and expert care I received, and was also impressed with the variety of high-tech equipment available there and spacious, modern facility that they offered. Right away, I knew I was at the right place for my cardiac therapy. And also, I felt a sense of pride that it was right here in my hometown. The friendly and well-trained therapist closely monitored and supervised my progress on the machines, and my family and I could see my health and strength improving with each passing week on my way to recovery. If you are in need of physical therapy of any type, look no further than our hometown, Fairfield Memorial Hospital.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. Fairfield dropped its opener last night at the Carmi Invitational Tournament, 60-53 to Mount Carmel. You heard the game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Kobe Dagg had 12, with Jamin Vaughn and Jaden Lewis 10 each to lead the Mules. Edwards County got by Carmi White County 55-51 as the Lions made their return to the CIT. You heard that game on WOKZ 105.9 and Network1Sports.com. Marty Schmidtler had 19, Cade Snicker 13, and Justin Wallace 12 to lead the Lions. Mount Vernon, Indiana forfeited to Harrisburg in the third scheduled game at Carmi last night. Friday's schedule at the CIT includes a matchup between Fairfield and Edwards County at 5:30 p.m. Elsewhere at the Midland Trail Conference Tournament last night, it was Wayne City 56, Waltonville 29. At the Benton Invitational last night, Hamilton County loses 63-54 to Mounds Meridian. At the Salem Invitational Tournament, Mount Vernon gets a 55-48 win over Titopolis last night. In girls' high school basketball at the National Trail Conference Tournament, Dietrich loses 57-24 to Altamont. In junior high girls basketball last night, semifinal action at the SIJHSAA Class S Region 8 tournament at Jasper. Bluford defeats Mount Carmel St. Mary's 37-34. Field wins over New Hope 41-35. In the Class L Region 8 tournament at Olney, the championship game last night saw Olney defeat Mount Carmel 48-32. On the schedule tonight, in boys action at the Midland Trail Conference Tournament, Woodlawn plays Odin and Wayne City plays Weber. In girls action tonight at the El Dorado Lady Eagle Midwinter Classic at 5 p.m., Fairfield plays Benton. That's followed by Harrisburg versus Gallatin County and Vienna versus Anna Jonesboro. And in junior high girls basketball action, it's championship night at the SIJHSAA Class S Region 8 Tournament at Jasper. 6 p.m. tip-off is Field takes on Bluford. That is a check of sports. Have a great Thursday. Your forecast calling for sunshine today with a high 35. Tonight, clear skies, low 20. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 40. The outlook for Saturday, mostly cloudy skies, high 45. Cloudy skies, 52. The high on Sunday and for Monday, showers possible with a high of 50. That is a check of your weather forecast.